Hello. Oh, that was a bad hello. That was now. Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. What's this? I like it very much. I think, with all apologies to Nigel and the Nightcats, who is a personal friend.
Hello? Is that it? Yeah, this is weird.
This is a listener-submitted music for the fabulous off-the-air podcast, and he's incorporated some of the first podcast into his music. Is that you?
Yeah.
That was your music?
Yes.
Gosh, I should have listened to that beforehand, huh? Hi, it's another off-the-air podcast. I'm Chick McGee, and a special guest host today, my girlfriend Jessica is here. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
You know Jeff Bodart.
I do.
How's it going?
And Jeff Bodart is our guest.
Yes.
He is, he says, he's a comedian.
I am a comedian. I'm a comedian with a new goatee.
That threw me. He got out of the car to come into the podcast, and he's got the new goatee going. How long has that been growing?
This is the, a couple weeks. This is the, I haven't had a show in the last couple weeks, so this is my, haven't had a show in the last couple weeks, goatee.
Now, will you shave that before you go back on stage?
I don't know. I've been getting a lot of compliments.
I like it.
They say you look like a grown-up, finally. And I go, oh, that...
Finally?
Yeah.
Let's get the female side. Do you like that?
Yeah, you like it?
You're one of those guys that has red facial hair, but...
It's not red.
It's kind of red.
It's kind of red, yeah.
Is it red?
I think it's so faint, it's red.
That's our producer, Jason. Hi, Jason.
Hi, sorry.
Okay.
It's just significantly lighter than the hair on your head.
There's some blonde parts to it, too.
And you have no eyebrows.
What are you talking about? I got my eyebrows.
I might want to get some filler and get a
Don't give him a complex. Okay.
Damn it.
Good start. Good start.
Take two.
Let's check out the emails. ChickMcGee at ChickMcGee.com. If you have a question about the podcast or you want us to do something, because we're basically just at this point trying to please everybody and doing whatever you tell us. So I think that's a good rule. Why not? I should mention that Jeff Bodart is here. We're, Jeff and I do comedy shows together every now and then, and of course he's been a guest on the other show. And Jeff had a podcast, or has a podcast.
Yeah.
And I was, that was the first podcast I ever did.
Yeah, was that really?
Was Jeff's in our kitchen.
Yeah.
Over at the house.
I brought Taco Bell.
You brought Taco Bell, and...
not because I was nice, because he requested it. So.
Are you serious?
That's true. I did tell him to bring Taco Bell. Yeah, I think I did. I think I did now that I remember. Yeah.
Now, was that part of the deal? Like, I'm not going to do this. Or don't come to my house unless you've got Taco Bell with you.
You know, I think I did take that stance.
Yeah. I did say,
hey, if we're going to do this podcast, bring Taco Bell.
Uh-huh. And I didn't mind.
See you at... I remember scheduling it when you were going to be...
Gone.
You were shopping or something. Were you shopping?
Stop saying that I shop all the time.
Well, I think you...
It sounds like you schedule it.
I think you might have been that time. Yeah. That rare.
You were shopping.
I'm sure I was.
I was told you were shopping.
And no, I know. That was the day I bought the love seat.
What? Was that a...
Why is that
that's a
nerve? Did I hit a nerve? Me buying a love seat? Okay.
Is that a bad purchase?
I don't know. Did you not like the love seat?
Which love seat?
The one in the fire. The only love seat. Oh, we have two.
The one you make love in. Jeez.
No, the white one with the different colored buttons.
Okay, sorry.
The one with the stains on it.
The button color. Jeff?
What happened?
Here we go with emails. Here's the email section.
Okay. I don't have like a sound for it. Do you want to be cheesy and...
That right there.
Is that it?
I like that.
Okay.
What Olympic event, Chick, would you perform the best? What event would you like to add to the Olympics? Also, what career would you be in if comedy radio had not worked out? Gosh, I can't imagine what Olympic event I would be any good at. I was on the track high school team.
Or the high school track team.
Right? What did I say? The
track high school team. Either one.
And I threw the discus and tried to throw a shot put. That shot put's heavy. Oh, it's really heavy. Yeah. So I guess discus. I guess sure. That was kind of fun. I did that for a little bit, but I don't think I'd be Olympic worthy. What event would you like to add? I don't know, Jeff. What event would you like to add to the Olympics?
Anything with...
beach volleyball women, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. But I think if I could pole vault into just women. Just like, be like, just they, like, they catch me.
Pole vault into a group of women.
Yeah.
And they catch you.
What, yeah. What's going to happen? You injure women and those are the ones you get to take with you?
Well, I mean, pregnancy is going to happen at some point, probably, but I don't know.
Some naked pole vaulting into women.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Right. Fully erect, apparently.
Sure.
Are okay. they going to be doing handstands?
Yeah.
Or?
Oh, yeah, that's why they call it pole vault. They don't, you know. But handstand?
The girls would be in handstand, so you could just
sure.
scissor. Yeah.
Right in.
Scissor right in there.
Scissor right in there.
This is really awkward.
What are you watching?
What career chick would you be in if comedy radio had not worked out?
That's a good question.
I don't know. Writing, I guess. I would have liked to have written some stuff. Some really good stuff.
A play, a movie, or
be a writer on a comedy show.
So you would sit down long enough.
First of all, I've got the sitting part nailed. Okay, first of all, I can sit.
Okay,
but probably writing something.
Can I interject?
I don't know. May I?
May I? I'm sorry.
Yes, you may. Track high school. See, I'll get you. Go ahead.
You want to do some acting though, don't you? You want to do some?
I guess I would like to act. I think I'd be a very good actor.
I think you'd be a great actor.
I think I'd be scary good, but I don't.
Yeah,
I think you act every morning, but.
Or every night. Hello. Comedy, everybody.
No.
You don't grab your chest during that, do you?
At home, no, that's not acting. She's right. I should get an Emmy and an Oscar and a... What happened? Oh, that's Jeff's line. What happened?
What happened? What's
going on? I love the podcast, chick. You're the reason why I started listening to the show when I was 10.
Me too.
The next is, now I'm 30 with two kids and a wife. You're still my hero and make me giggle just like when I was 10. Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate that.
When I was in second grade, they stopped playing the other show on the school bus. So I took my dad's headphones, the Sony headphones that had the radio in the ear. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
And they were
yeah.
bright yellow. And I would listen to the show on the bus.
Wow.
Second grade.
You listened in second grade.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. How old are you, Boater?
35.
Okay, so you're just 4 years older than.
Anyway,
is everybody enjoying listening to me when they were children? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, it was. Yeah.
Who'd you listen to when you were a kid?
Sloopy Sales.
I love Sloopy Sales and White Tooth and Black Fang. That's how we talk. It was hilarious. I guess you had to be there. Loved your second podcast. Great. That's the one Jess was on.
Oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Great job. Keep it going. One suggestion. Cuss a lot more. Fuck. Can't wait for your third podcast. Fuck. Do more rock'em sock'em robot sounds. And then it's more cuss words. Enjoyed the first one, but the addition of Jess is great. Chemistry is awesome. Well, we knew that. I'm a podcast noob. I guess that's newbie. It's Marin Corolla, but with off the air, it's like I'm in your living room. I've listened for you so long on the radio when you was a kid, obviously. It's like listening to an old buddy. Keep it up. I will continue to listen. Side note, I ran into you once. Oh, this is going to be bad.
Uh-oh.
I ran into you once at an auto dealership. I wonder if this is pre-Jess, it's going to be Krabby Chick. You were bugging the owner to let you borrow a Grand Cherokee. Some little dog walked by in the waiting room. You said, the rats in here are as big as dogs. Thought it was hilarious.
That's funny.
That is funny.
That's very funny.
Write that down.
P.S. You forgot to cut out the part on the second podcast where Jess said, this is awful. Did you say this is awful, babe?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that. Love the show. I look forward to hearing more. Thanks for putting them on. P.S. Tell your girlfriend, yes, everybody farts. Ha ha, love it. Your fan, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Those are emails. ChickMcGee@chickmcgee.com if you'd like to email us. Here we are.
Right. They got quiet there for a second.
Back at the podcast, it got really...
Made me nervous.
Really quiet. Our guest today is Jeff Bodart.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend Jess is sitting in. Hi.
Hi.
Have you lost weight?
You say this every time I see you.
I do, really?
Yeah, and you're always like, and I go, no, and you go, well, your face looks thinner. Were you going to say that?
Yeah.
Okay, but in fairness, she's been doing the P90X like a mad woman.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. She really has.
Don't be a dick.
But I haven't gained any weight, or I haven't lost any weight.
Oh, well,
no, hold steady.
Can still it can you can it, redistributing, right?
Right, redistributing, defining, toning.
There you go.
It's the name of the game.
Yeah, chick tells me one more time, muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah. Okay, I for one am insulted that you use that voice as my voice.
Sorry,
I don't talk like that.
Jeez,
Shaq does, right?
Wait, when people were talking about how they listened to you,
are you running the show now?
I'm sorry.
No, but I think someone should because I'm kind of asleep at the switch.
There was a gap, and I was like, oh my gosh, I should say something. When people talk about listening to you as when they were kids,
yeah,
they make it sound like you're like 90. But
I'm 54. I mean,
but how long you been in the biz?
I've been on the air.
Sorry.
In the biz.
In the biz.
As a DJ.
Isn't that the worst term?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Radio personality?
I just don't like that term.
And then Full House came along and it was Deej.
Deej.
Mm-hmm. DJ. Full House. I met that one. What's her
Stephanie?
Name?
Stephanie.
Yeah.
The middle one?
Yeah, the middle. One that kind of got sideways with drugs, I think, didn't
she? No, she didn't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she did.
She got big old boobies.
Yeah. But that's
there's no denying the big old movies.
Okay. Side effects of the drugs.
You know that is it's like Soleil Moon Fry.
No, that's Punky Brewster.
Yeah. Punky Brewster, giant boob.
And had a breast reduction.
Yes.
Yes.
Had to have a breast reduction.
Somebody said that was like slapping God in the face.
That's horrible. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
How come she doesn't have a show now?
She's hot.
I don't know. Huh. Is she hot? I haven't seen her recently.
She's real pretty.
I know Dave Coulier's.
Cut it out.
This is bothering me.
What's the matter?
What you texting during
no,
the show?
No, I'm not texting. I got to look up that girl's name.
Oh.
It's Sweeten. Jody
Sweeten.
Sweeten.
There we go.
Jody Sweeten was at a hockey
good.
Appeared at a hockey game one time.
Really?
And I happened to be there. And
did you grope her?
She was not nice.
Really?
I'm just saying, yeah. Or the people surrounding her were not nice.
Okay.
I can't imagine being.
Were you nice?
At that time? Mm-hmm. No.
All right, then.
Depends on where you were if I was nice or not. What do you mean? What were you going to ask me about people telling me what
listening.
That they listened when I was
when they were
kids?
Like you're 90.
They just you know.
I've been on, well. That's it. I was on the air. I've been on the air since I was 18. So I've been on the
oh,
air.
Oh wow. Okay.
For 36 years.
But still, that
doing this, and there are still big awkward pauses when I'm talking. It's a different muscle doing this. It's a different. Uh-huh.
That's good.
We'll get it. This is we're having fun.
Yeah.
That's a weird ring. Actually, you know this whose ring that. You know whose ring Bodart's wearing this cool ring? You know whose ring that looks like?
I don't know.
Bob Schneider's ring, remember?
No.
Very pained.
Okay, you know how I don't like it when I remember something that's important in my life and you don't remember it with me. Remember, I'm looking at a magazine with Bob Schneider.
I do. You're right.
And there was a picture of him standing there where he had this really cool ring on his finger.
I do remember.
And it's just like that one. Where did you get that?
I got Amazon. I could have said something cool like, yeah, I got into
Tiffany's
tribe of people.
And, tribe of people.
And they were like,
do they have a website?
They live in the Amazon.
Tribeofpeople.com.
Yeah.
He just ordered up. And,
so why the middle finger?
Yes, it is on his left middle finger.
Because this is letting the ladies know this is still available.
Okay.
Right here.
Let me see that. Toss it here. I bet it might fit me. Yeah, I can catch.
Oh. There you go.
Ooh, and
you played football.
That's burgundy. You might not get that back.
Oh, that's a little tight.
Take
a little
it off
tight
that
on
finger.
That finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Looks good, though.
Shut up, Jeff.
Why can't I wear this ring?
That's a good ring.
On that finger.
I'd wear it on this finger.
Yeah.
Tell the ladies, no. Good Lord, please, I'm taken. Please. That's a nice ring.
Yeah, thank you.
So you have to fight the ladies off? Is that what I'm hearing?
You know what? I sent out a lot of invitations,
mm-hmm.
not a lot of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Is that your fondest hope to be in a relationship right now?
I would like to be in a relationship. I know that probably the timing is probably not the best for me. I don't know.
Fondest hope?
I'm moving, you know.
It's a deepest wish. What would you say? You would aspire?
Would you like to be in a relationship?
Yeah, I'd like to be in a relationship.
There we go.
I think we're going to fight on the podcast. Yeah, this is going to be good.
I have a question.
Okay.
We talked about this off the air before.
Okay.
About
off the air.
Off the air. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about it at the place that makes cheesecake when we went to lunch there. That place.
Practically a factory.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
But you
mm-hmm.
have
mm-hmm.
psychic abilities.
I do have a little bit of psychic ability.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. don't sell yourself short. You don't think you have a little bit.
You I have a lot.
You have. You think you're very psychic.
Yeah.
At times I am very, I think, but.
I think you just have to tune. Like you and I talked about it. Yeah. You said everybody probably could be. It depends on how much.
Yeah, everybody
you tune
has
in.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But and you can, and it's like a muscle. Mm-hmm. You practice and
gotta work it like work a muscle. It.
Yeah, and you get better at it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've done a few rings for some friends and just I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I just kind of tell them what I see.
Yeah,
and then
kind of like in your mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you would say? Yeah, mm-hmm. But you don't.
Sometimes I whisper that in my mind's eye.
Okay, I don't know why you do that, but it makes me laugh so hard. No, but like that's different from being a medium, right?
Yeah, medium. They talk to the dead.
You don't do that.
No,
no.
I mean, I think.
I think you could talk to the dead.
I probably could if
there
I
you go.
Let them
See?
In.
See, huh?
If I let them in,
really?
I've told myself and I've put it out there into the vast universe, you know, into the paranormal area.
Mm-hmm.
I said I don't think I'm ready or want to.
Sure.
Because I would probably poop my pants and mm-hmm. die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily in that order, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't survive it. I would get so scared.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a ghost in my house, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So.
See, now she, my girlfriend Jess, who's here. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
She sort of believes in, well, no, you don't sort of believe. You, like every now and then you'll feel like a presence and things, right? No?
No.
I'm with you. If I even think that I do, I think that it's more fear than it is actually feeling anything. I just get so scared. If I watch a scary movie, it's over. I can't watch scary movies. I can't. The famous
or violent movies.
Or violent movies. Well, one time we were laying in bed and he said, Natural Born Killers. And he turned it on.
It flipped it on. And
of course
the restaurant
it's the scene when they're
or,
in the cafe and they you know, just murder everybody. And then he's like, all right, let's go to bed.
That's a good segue.
I had no idea. Now I know. That would never happen.
Well, you got a segue to like maybe a good Robert Downey Jr. movie after that or something.
Something.
Maybe maybe a...
No, but he like watches the Paranormal Activity and
I watch that. Mm-hmm. I watch the Celebrity Ghost Stories is my favorite.
I haven't seen that.
Can't
oh,
watch
fantastic.
Those
love it. I watch a lot of that stuff and then you know, we've talked about it on other shows. But I do live in my parents' house because
You live with your parents because
they allow it.
Uh-huh.
But you're about to not live with your parents.
Yes, I'm moving in actually about 6 weeks. I'm moving to the Los Angeles area.
Now, is that Los Angeles, California?
Yes.
Excellent.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're going out there to some people have invited you, who are comedian friends. Got to come out here and hit it and see what we can get done for Jeff Bodart.
I got two
Somebody wants
up.
To be in a Bodart business, and they want you. You got some things lined up,
Art. I do have some things lined up, but... Well, a couple things. Real quick, I'll just tell you. But in my parents' house, I was going to tell you, I feel like a presence every now and then. You ever sit there and you feel like something walk into the room?
It's usually him.
Hi, how are you? What are you doing?
What are you? Is that macaroni and cheese? I want some macaroni and cheese.
Does this thing walk in with a microphone?
Let me tell you, she makes She makes great macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm. And she makes the best lasagna in the world. Yeah. Period.
Oh,
she does. Absolutely. Period.
Makes them.
Not making either today.
What?
Yeah. Hmm? No, my aunt is the same way. She always feels a presence. Like she claims that there's an old woman that lives in the house. And
really?
Yeah, they see each other and they wave and you know, get the hell out of there.
When I was in...
in our house?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
I was in college college and I was, obviously at home and basement and in bed. Captain's bed, time. It's a great bed.
Is that a little race car?
No, captain's bed has...
What's a captain's bed?
Captain bed has the shelves inside the... underneath the...
We just bought one of those, and she put it together, and
almost died.
And I came. I almost ruined everything by actually. I complicated things with that bed.
Did you? Okay.
Look, you go ahead.
You ruin
beautiful
a lot?
Now. Yeah, huh?
Do you ruin a lot of things?
Not a lot of things, but I.
You know, he just usually doubles the time it would take.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't ruin it. Just
worry and sweating, taking time.
While I was in the captain's bed. Right. And I was looking at the, I'm going to say pornography,
because
that's what it was.
Right. Uh-huh.
And the closet light came on.
Mm-hmm.
The pitch black room, got my laptop, but the computer, the closet light came on. And it's the kind that the string broke.
Oh yeah.
You physically have to screw it in.
Right.
And you know, and I looked up and I'm like, oh well, holy shit, look at that. That's
so you're
somebody
not
tell me I shouldn't be looking at that.
That you just didn't unscrew it all the way and.
Well, that's what I thought. I walked over to it.
Mm-hmm.
After I, you know, I closed the laptop and because I was freaking out, and I tapped the bulb.
You clear the history after you're on the porn sites? Probably should.
Well, not on my personal computer.
Oh, okay.
No, who's going to look there?
Because you're coming back, right?
Yeah, it's coming back. A lot of bookmarks. A lot of bookmarks. Uh-huh. But I tapped the bulb.
Yeah.
You know? That's, people can't see this, but I'm tapping.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't do anything. And then I physically screwed in twice around, and it comes
and
on.
And it came on then?
Yeah. It was weird.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Was there an electrical storm in the area?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, maybe in my bed. Hello.
The old electrical storm in bed.
We got to create a lot of static electricity over there. So I'm moving.
And you're moving to L.A.
Moving to L.A.
So why didn't you pursue the psychic ability? Or do you incorporate that into your comedy sometimes, I know?
Every once in a while, I might make mention of it. But then also what I do is I will look at somebody in the crowd and like I can pick out what they do for a living.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just a really good guess. You think that...
Yeah.
That's what my thing is. You're confusing really good guessing with psychic mm-hmm. abilities.
I don't know. It's happened so many times that it's like, well, how...
You are a really good guesser.
Yeah. Maybe I'm okay. Just a really good guesser, man. That's... Asshole.
Okay.
No, some examples.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah. What do I do for a living?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, I was... Years ago, I was at a charity show. They asked me if I wanted to do like a charity thing, and I said, okay. It's like, you know, of course, I'm on their stage, which is also a wood pallet. Mm-hmm. So I'm standing there, and I look at it, and this is like a year and a half into doing comedy. I shouldn't be doing charity shows. Wasn't getting paid for it.
You get successful, you're not charitable anymore?
Well, no, I feel like I wasn't, you know, a year, year and a half into it, you think you have like, yeah, you really have about maybe 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted me to do like 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. So I did it. And then I look at a guy in the crowd and I go, what do you do? You look like you work for Edward Jones. And I go, what do you do, sir? And he goes, I actually work for Edward Jones. So that was one of them.
Well, that seems pretty specific.
Yeah, one.
Well, he was wearing a t-shirt. Yeah.
No, it was just he had no suit jacket on.
I'm with you, Jeff. These guys are heckling you.
This is a great time. And he had no suit jacket on. He just had the short sleeve rolled up mm-hmm, shirt, mm-hmm. black pants, and a tie that wasn't done all the way. And I'm like, you know. He could have done any number of things.
Sure.
So one, and then also I was in Peoria, and I look at a girl, and I go, you know, I said something about her being a receptionist, and you know, what do you do? And she goes, I'm a receptionist. And I'm like, oh well, and again, that's a common job, you know, you're a receptionist.
I'm just going to tell everyone listening that Jess rolled her eyes when you.
I know, I understand.
Guessed receptionist.
Somebody doesn't believe, and I was in Dayton, Ohio, and I said to somebody, I said, sir, you look like you work for Microsoft. And he goes, I'm the whole table starts laughing, and he's in networking. And
so he did work for Microsoft.
Yeah. And then one guy, again, sorry, last one, but the guy where it was, and I said, he looked like a trucker. And I said, you look like you drive a truck, sir. What do you do?
Well, but a truck driver has a very
specific look.
Specific look.
A trucker hat.
A truck, you got to have
a hat. So I don't
know
if those are good guesses or if those are anything, but I feel like over exploring heavily into the psychic area last few years.
Mm-hmm.
I think
so. Can you do a reading now? Can you look at Jess and say like a name that might be important to her right now? And
or it'd have to be
like a thought, a specific thought coming into your head when you're,
I don't know, something about pyramids.
Pyramids.
I don't know why, but it's looked at it as all pyramids. Triangles.
Triangle. Sorry. Pyramids.
Still saw. Sorry. But anyway, okay. No, it's
I'm glad
you know.
Having chips for dinner tonight, or
maybe some Doritos.
I like
Doritos.
I don't know what it was,
okay.
But see, but this normally has to be in a quiet moment and like a dark.
You both have to be in that frame of mind and
yeah,
open. And,
it's hard
yeah,
to,
I'm not opposed to it at all. I've never had enough experience with it to have an opinion. Right
and now. I feel like I'm not even that great at it. I just kind of just say what I see.
Hmm.
Do you use it off stage for the good of Jeff Bodart?
I would like to. Oh, you know, for the good of Jeff, but like making money at it?
No.
Is it part of your move with the ladies?
Yeah, maybe more.
No, I just read body language more. Normally, when their top is off, they're interested. But no, I'm not good with ladies. I'll just say that.
Not good?
Nah, I don't think so.
You seem like you would be, though.
That's
you
what some girl said.
Incredibly confident.
I fake it well.
Okay.
I fake it well.
Well, usually that should work.
You think?
Yeah.
You can fake confidence. Yeah.
You can fake confidence.
One lady came up to me and, because I, you know, talk about on stage about, you know, I'm not good with ladies, and one lady came up to me after the show and she goes, I just don't believe that you're just not good with the ladies. And she left. And I was like,
and she immediately left?
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's awful with men, is what her problem is.
Just proved my point.
Wow.
So,
or she was giving you the opportunity to prove her wrong.
Well, I got to sell some t-shirts too. So,
okay.
I wasn't going to chase her down.
Wow.
Because she wasn't worth chasing down.
Well, when you're running off fours, I'm not going to.
Do you have a type? The type of girl you do go after?
Yeah, within reach.
Within reach?
If she's in within. No, that's an old Dennis Wolfberg joke.
Yeah.
And you ever heard that? Dennis Wolfberg?
I had not heard that one. Huh?
It's like, you remember Dennis Wahlberg, the guy?
I love Dennis. Yeah, sure. He was on the show.
I can't do his voice, but it was just like, my favorite kind of girl is just whatever's within reach.
He had the great joke about he used to be a teacher in the inner city, and they called him, "Hey Wolfman, hey Wolfie," and he would go, "My name is Mr. Wolfberg," and the kid would go, "Well, how am I supposed to know you're married?" So, this guy, he did it better than that. Hey, by the way, real quick on Twitter, at Jeff Bodart, if you'd like to follow Jeff.
Yeah.
And at Jess Hooker, if you'd like to follow my girlfriend. The way you got into comedy, or the way you started your big break in comedy, I guess, and there's a good story behind that.
In 2004, 3 years into doing comedy.
And you were doing it like in the evening or?
Yeah, I was doing like emceeing, a lot of emceeing.
Like around?
Yeah, emceeing and
driving and?
Yeah, a lot of driving. Mm-hmm. And I was asked to be on the other show. And I was working full time as a graphic designer at the time and for a newspaper. Should I say the name of the newspaper?
It's up to you, man.
The Republic newspaper. The Republic.
It's called The Republic?
The Republic. Worked for them for, at that point, it was almost 5 years. And it would have been 5 years in that following July. And I went to the problem was I had three bosses. I had a supervisor, had a manager, and then there was a director. So, I don't know, it just felt weird. So anyway, I told the supervisor, I said, hey, I'm going to be on, you know, the other show. And he goes, hey, that's great. Tell Tina. And I go,
tell who?
Tell Tina.
Tina.
Tina. Okay. And I go, okay. And I go, Tina, hey, I'm going to be on you know, the show. So I'm not going to be here tomorrow morning, but I'll be here later in the day. So after I get back from doing the show. She goes, okay, I'll be right back. So which means, hey, I'm going to be fired.
So she didn't say yes or no. She just said, I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah. That's exactly what she said. And then I went ahead and finished up what I was doing. Started going into my work email and sending out my personal email that I had in there to my other account and getting everything ready, getting prepared. And then I get pulled into the office of the director and they said, we had a big, kind of a big blow up. And,
they were really upset that you were going to miss the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have any vacation time available?
Oh, I had like 80 hours, 80 hours of vacation time plus personal days.
I get the feeling there's something else going on here
they
that
didn't
you're
like
not
me.
Telling us.
No, yeah. they didn't like the other show.
Maybe. I don't know. They didn't like, they were holding me up as an example to the others that don't.
The other comedians?
Yeah,
that
one. It was, seriously.
I want you all, everybody, to look at Bodart and remember.
And damn it, Janice, if you're on that show. Yeah.
If you're going to go out and do stand-up, had you missed a lot more work or a lot of work up to that point
because
of your comedy career?
No, I had only
ever. Were you a smart aleck trying to be a comedian in the office place? A
little bit.
Often.
A little bit, but it was more boosting morale.
That's what you.
It was. I was told I was boosting morale.
You were told.
My bosses told me
would come up to you and go, "Thank you, Jeff, for being a wiseacre. You're boosting morale."
The very bosses that fired you.
Tina. Let's say Tina. She didn't necessarily fire me, but the other one, the one above Tina, she's the one that did not say that, and she. But no, I don't like her. as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you were almost trying to get fired from my eyes because you have all this time. Just take the day off.
Well, I was just being honest. I mean, I could have just called in sick.
That's mm-hmm. the last thing you want to do is be honest.
I don't know.
I mean, really, in most situations. Yeah. You mm-hmm. got to lie to save people's
That's
skills.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
So did you get a severance?
No, I didn't get anything. I didn't get my vacation days that I had built up.
See, that's wrong.
Because they said, we see it as, if you don't show up tomorrow morning, we see it as you abandoning your job.
You abandoned your
job. Yeah, that's what she said. And I said, well, I'm letting you know. And she goes, well, you're going to be abandoning if you don't show up tomorrow morning. And I said, but you already know.
Let me say it slower.
So she's like, I'll give it till the end of the day to think about it. I said, no, I already know. It's fine.
Here. Would you have ever dated Tina?
No.
All right. Well, she was within reach, though, right?
Yes.
But Tina. No on Tina.
Lesbian.
All right.
Nice lady.
Nice lady.
But it was the director above her that really
right.
put the hammer down.
Yeah, it was Pam. Okay. It was Pam. Can I say that? She's not there anymore.
I don't know what happened.
She won't listen to this.
She's busy firing other people. She's somewhere else.
She's busy trying to crush other people's dreams. that's what it was. They didn't want anybody to have any other
what?
Outside interests.
Really?
Other than, yes, that was, yes. Sure.
Just work, honestly?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted you to live, eat, breathe, sleep, the mm-hmm. Republic.
Anybody who
newspaper.
Had a second job, I mean, I also had a second job. Along
well,
with.
Well, what was that job?
I worked at a music store.
Like a
Sam Goody, like a Sam Goody music store. Before they went out of business.
I was like, so you got like go there too, huh?
Yes. Well, that didn't always help selling $20 CDs. So
right, yeah,
that didn't true. Help. But yeah, that was a good job. Worked there for 3 years, along with the graphic design job.
Mm-hmm. Was this the Republic of China you worked for?
Yes.
Jeez.
It was.
That's crazy.
I liked most people. It was great. It was, good job.
So did you have some go-to people in the office who you knew appreciated your sense of humor and you'd kind of make your way over there through the day?
Well, I pretty much forced it on everybody.
Okay.
That's the way to
Same
do it.
Joke all around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I would I would go from cubicle to cubicle and just sort of, hey, how you doing today?
And do 5 minutes?
Maybe not 5 minutes, but I do a couple minutes. And then there were a couple ladies I skipped because I didn't like them. Mm-hmm. But and I knew
Tina
they were older. They were older. They didn't like me.
Pam, you will not be getting the Bodart show today.
I'll admit, I was probably not an outstanding employee. I got my work done for the most part.
You did the bare minimum. You did what was required.
Yeah. Because I didn't want to be there. I mean, I'll be honest. I didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, my head was always just in comedy. So
always, ever since you could remember?
Yeah, for the long time. And then I, in 2001, when I started doing it, and I... before that, I was like, I want to do it, but I don't know how to get started. And then nobody knows necessarily how to get started until you ask around. And then somebody said, hey, I think you should go to an open mic night. I'm like, oh, what is that? And so I called around and found one and went.
That's got to be nerve-wracking. That's got to be terrifying. That sounds to me
on stage for the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, I have the benefit of when I was on stage, or whatever you want to call it, when I host the comedy shows or whatever. I hide behind, I'm not a stand-up. I just, mm-hmm. And it's kind of like they're looking at some rare exotic animal for the first time. It's like, oh, I'm used to hearing him on the radio. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this is weird. Yeah, I could go up there and go potato salad and then that chick, and I appreciate that greatly, but I can't imagine going up there, stone cold and
okay,
I'm here to make you people laugh. And plus they're always going to be jackasses in the audience.
Watch this. I'll get in on the show is what I'm going to do.
I can't imagine, Jeff. I just can't imagine.
I actually was writing jokes about a year before I got on stage for the first time. So I just wanted to see if I could even write
one. So you were writing for other comedians?
Mm-hmm. No, just myself. And I got a couple books.
How to write.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
One was called Careers in Comedy, and then one was, there's a book by Dave Schwenson called How to Stand Up or Stand Out of something like that. But Dave Schwenson is the author, and I was like, it's helpful, mm-hmm. And kind of explained the business, a little bit of it, not only how to write and everything. And then, of course, there's the Comedy Bible, which I didn't get until later, which is by, I think, Judy Carter. But I only did what I new, which is just like get a book. I don't know. I mean, maybe it'll tell me how to do stand-up. And then you don't really know how to do it until you just do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote jokes.
Have to go up. Yeah, that's what they say.
Mm-hmm. Wrote my jokes. My first two jokes sucked balls, and then...
What was your first joke?
The very first one was the best advice my dad has ever given me was, shh, wait until they smell it. Right? Good joke.
I think that's funny.
All right, what was the second
one? I can't remember the other one, but...
Well, that first one didn't suck balls, definitely.
It didn't get a laugh. Didn't get anything at all.
See, that was my worry. You're writing jokes for a year. You finally get on stage, mm-hmm. and this joke that you've been married to for 12 yes. months doesn't go over. This is it. I'm not doing this.
You never think, oh, well, of course these are going to be fantastic. You never think they're not going to love, you know, they're not going to love them. But, you know, I just rolled with it. And then at one point, I think I actually bent over and showed my ass. Not actually showed my ass, but... bent over and was like, hey, get a look at that, ladies, just because I didn't know what else to do.
And because, it worked?
That's a good
I got a great laugh, and then I went back into the jokes I had written, and I'm like, oh, wow. And then I got the light, and then I'm like, I don't know what that means.
They gave me the light in the back of the comedy club signifying your time is up.
Right. You have like 30 seconds left or a minute left.
Yeah, and I'm like,
and I even said to the crowd, I don't know what that means. I see there's a light on there. And I look at the crowd. I'll be honest with you. I just got a light, and I don't know what it means. I don't know if I'm supposed to get in here. Right?
Probably supposed to leave.
So you didn't have a closer?
Not necessarily, but I left the...
Or was that your closer?
No, I guess I don't remember the closer, but sounds a lot like you.
Jess, sounds a little bit like me.
But I ended up saying something silly and then got off stage, and actually I have a tape still of it, and then I left with the stage with them actually cheering and applauding.
Well, that's
nice.
I
was like, wow, I'm hooked. This is what I'm supposed to do for the rest of my life now.
Yeah.
Right.
And then my dad hated me from then on.
Is that true?
No, he didn't hate me. But
has he seen you live?
Huh?
Has he seen you live?
Oh, he's seen me live a few times, but he's always pretty funny.
Is he more...
Could have been a pitcher, though.
A pitcher.
Yeah, he's more standard as far as if you're going to have a dream job, it would be baseball or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could have been a pitcher or a track star.
Mm-hmm. No offense, but you don't... Your body build doesn't seem like either one of those.
I was a very skinny kid.
Okay.
Played a lot of sports.
Oh, okay.
A lot of running. Played soccer, but a lot of baseball, basketball. And then I was a pitcher for a long time.
Oh,
Bring the heat, though?
Oh, yeah. But then as I got in high school, I started playing basketball. And I never made the high school basketball team, but my brothers did. So I played a lot of church league, but my shoulder started popping out in high school. And I think that's just from pitching as a kid, throwing, you know, curveballs and fastballs.
It would actually become dislocated?
Oh, yeah. It'd pop down to my shoulder, down to my armpit. It'd separate.
It's pretty painful.
Oh, it was awful.
Yeah.
Awful, awful.
But you do have two brothers that you would consider, like...
Athletes?
No, successful?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Successful in standard professions.
In standard professions. Yeah.
My oldest brother's a teacher in a lawn maintenance, and also my middle brother owns a sporting goods store
and
lawn maintenance.
Did you say teacher in lawn maintenance?
Mm-hmm.
It's a summer job.
In the summer job,
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But my middle brother, he actually started off in the lawn maintenance. He also was a teacher for a little while, and then he quit to buy a sporting goods store, and then he's owned that for the last 7-8 years, and then now he also mows. And
So did you ever mow for them? Did they ever hire you?
Every once in a while, but I think they let me a couple times, and then they
went up to them and said, I'm going to miss tomorrow. I got to go do a comedy show.
And they go, yeah, and you're going to miss those sticks over there like you don't normally do, too, when you go around them. So I was like, well,
you don't want to run over them.
No.
Well, you're supposed to run over them, I guess, or pick them up just before you
depending on how large them. They are.
Yeah. I don't know. I went around a lot of things.
You're supposed to mulch them up, right? Isn't that?
And that way you're supposed to mulch everything.
That's what I thought.
Okay, so you live in your parents' house. Have you been helping them do their lawn or courtesy?
Oh, I do that. And then my dad is very good about, lawn looks like it needs to be mowed. And I go, well, what are you doing? Well, that's why we have you around.
Mm-hmm.
Go, okay, all right, asshole.
Why would you call your dad an asshole?
Because he's an asshole.
Why is he an asshole? Is he confrontational or just the walks down while you're watching, getting enough rest while you're watching TV or what?
I love my father dearly, and I know my father loves me, but he is the biggest asshole I've ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
He'll go out of his way.
To you or to everybody?
Oh, yeah. He'll,
Or just you?
Yeah, we're talking about LA one day. He goes, he'll be back. Well, thanks a lot for
being supportive.
Yeah.
Well, you tell him you're going to miss me.
He's going to mow the lawn. But he doesn't get it.
You know, I think it's a generational thing, though. I think that right now, I mean, someone who's a parent of, you know, an elementary children, they're at every function. They're, you know, super supportive. They're they're right there. They're, you know, kids don't know what the score is of an athletic event because, well, we don't keep score. Everyone wins a trophy or whatever. And I don't know if it's good or bad, but that's the way it, you know, is. But when I grew up, I mean, my mom and dad, in 4 years of high school, they attended one football game, and that was it was their last chance. Oh. So they came through, but it was the last game I ever played. And that, you know, out of 4 years, I never, they came to open houses, but they didn't, you know, help me with my homework or.
My dad actually did my homework every now and then. My math homework when I was a kid.
Well, that doesn't sound like an asshole.
That was before he was a comedian.
That was before I was a comedian, and that was when I was playing basketball. And he
wanted me
to stay on the team.
Okay.
So he ended up doing my math homework for me every now and then.
Okay.
And the teacher was like, that doesn't look like your handwriting. And I was like, well, it's mine. I press hard.
Think, McFly. I press hard.
So do you think your adult life would be a little better or different with your dad if you would have pitched a little longer, played basketball?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, or chose a profession that he would have chosen.
Did he like the Republic?
He thought that it was a stable job, and there's no reason for you to quit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what did your dad do?
Well, you didn't quit.
Or is he retired?
Well, I abandoned it. I don't know if you know.
Did you tell him you quit?
No, I actually went to my mom's office, and she still works for a law firm. And I go, well, I don't work there anymore.
Well, we got to sue dad.
Yeah.
Sue dad?
Well, he's being an asshole. Let's sue him.
Well, yeah.
No, what does your dad do, or is he retired?
No, my dad retired from where he works for a radio station for 24 years.
Well, that's a dead end.
And then he was a sales rep, and then before that, he was in commercial loans. And
no wonder your dad's an asshole. He's a radio sales rep.
Yeah. Took the words right out of my mouth is what she did.
But
So your dad has more in common with reptiles than actual human beings, is what I'm...
Maybe. No, but the thing is that, like I said, I love my dad, but, I mean, he would do anything for me. If I were stranded somewhere, he'd come get me. Mm-hmm. If I were...
But when he got there, he'd go, don't you remember to put gas in the car?
Yeah. Probably.
He'd still come
get me and take care of me, whatever. But I just happened to choose a profession for myself that he would has no concept of...
Right.
Of how it works or anything. Mm-hmm. So, why would you move to Los Angeles? He wouldn't even say that, actually. He'll say California. Well, I'd move to California and then have to come back in November for shows. I said,
Because we're doing shows in November. Yeah. You're going to have to fly back. Yeah.
Right. And I said, well, that's, you know, that's why don't you just wait till November at least? I said, if I did that, Dad, I would never leave.
You know what, though? That sounds like a good idea.
But he's kind of on to something.
He's got a point.
I'm always going to be booking something.
Right.
I'm always going to be booked somewhere every month, but, you know.
So you're going to have to fly now instead of driving.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But I've got I get 3 weeks booked in November, so I'll be busy.
So let's say someone's new to you, Jeff,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, like, I know all kinds of comedians. What kind of comedian are you? Do you have a character on stage?
Get her done.
Oh.
You have a tagline.
No, I don't even know anymore. I think I'm pretty goofy, pretty silly.
Okay.
But I'm also a little bit of my dad. I'm a little bit of an asshole, too.
You can be slightly confrontational on stage.
I'm trying not to be.
Mm-hmm.
And but I can attack the crowd, too.
Mm-hmm. But done right.
If you do it right, it's
great.
Sure.
Jeff has a slight undertone where you're like, oh, wow, he's a dick. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't. Sorry.
Really?
But no, it's fine.
No,
it's
true.
I agree.
He's very funny, but you're like,
he's a little bit of a dick.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of people say you can get away with that because you look real young and you look friendly, and I'm like,
you look dicky.
Yeah.
Look a little dicky. Dickish, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Dickish, dicky.
What was that? What's that old joke that? Oh, never mind. That was Larry the Cable Guy joke.
Skim right over that. But aren't you're like best friends with the guy that wrote
He's Just Not That Into You?
He's Just Not That Into You, aren't you?
Greg. Good friends with Greg Barrett.
Greg Barrett.
Yep. Yeah. I'm actually working with him in September in Fort Lauderdale.
I always think of him as Greg the Bunny. I don't know why. I mean, he didn't have anything to do with Greg the Bunny. He's not a bunny. He doesn't know Seth Green, but I always think of Greg the Bunny.
I idolize not only Chick, but I also idolize Greg Behrendt.
He does a lot of very funny stuff, and he was on the show. He's a very nice man.
Yeah.
His big break was writing that book, right?
Yeah, I think
but
so,
yeah, he'd been doing stand-up for, you know,
right, 20
years.
Right, a long time. Yeah, that's what I thought.
You know, he'd gotten Comedy Central specials, but you're right, that book really...
Yeah.
And then but in the last... You know, I think it came out in 04, 05, mm-hmm. and then he was like... I mean... Because, you know, I know Greg and I've listened to him talk about it, and he's just like, I can't get away from the book.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
isn't that weird how people, I mean, whatever you do, mm-hmm. especially mm-hmm. in a public way, whatever that is, mm-hmm. people always like, oh,
that's
I'm so
all you
tired
are.
Of that. I'm so, mm-hmm. oh.
Well, you know who's going through that right now is the Adam Richman.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to separate himself from that stuff, and he's become a real...
dickhead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was very excited about meeting him. He was going to come in and do the other show, mm-hmm. and he just, you know, canceled out of the clear blue. And
yeah.
The really? Next thing I know, on my menu, it doesn't say... what's the...
Man versus Food?
It doesn't say Man versus Food. It says the Greatest Sandwiches or something.
Yeah, Adam Richman's...
Greatest Sandwich
greatest
or whatever.
Sandwich
yeah.
battle, something around
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I don't know what he's...
And it's not going that well, apparently.
It's... No. Yeah. It's all
embrace
right.
it.
Yeah.
You know, big deal.
Well, he had a unique thing. That's the... Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, that's why he got mm-hmm. to be where he...
Yeah. 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 I mean, I don't care. I mean, if somebody wants to pigeonhole me, if I can not do anything else other than just stand up, I mean, if I had a show for like 4 years and I was all forever known as that guy, mm-hmm. I could live off that. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I mean.
So does your buddy's Greg, does his success sort of motivate you? You know, hey, if my best buddy can do it, you know, maybe I can do it too.
He's very motivating anyway, whenever we talk. And I always equate people to like this. It's like, it's like you're around Fonzie. He's just that cool.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
To me, Greg Behrendt is just cool as shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ladies love him. Dudes want to be like him, you know. So being around him it feels like I'm being like an older brother.
Yeah,
because
okay.
he's very encouraging. Mm-hmm. Always tells me like you know we had a conversation. I went out there earlier this year and stayed with him and did a few shows with him and again talking about my dad and some of the things ideas I have. And he goes, "We got to get you a show." And I said, "What? What do you mean? Like an actual show?
Like a TV show?
Yeah,
yeah.
About you and your dad and all that."
Oh yeah,
and I go, let's make it happen. But
I'm
he's
on
so
board.
He's so encouraging though. Mm-hmm. So it's just it, you know.
Sure.
I got a you know I we talked about some screenplay ideas and
mm-hmm.
so.
Are you happy? You think you're happy?
I'm probably happier now than I have been the last 5 years.
Yeah,
five or six.
Good. Is that because you can see that you're moving out of home and into LA?
I think I can see the actual progress I'm making.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't matter. You'll be back.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be back.
You'll be back. But yeah, I'm pretty happy with my personal life is better, and my professional life is shining, and I feel like things are going things are on the up for me.
If you have one wish with personal or professional life, I mean, would that be have a girl or?
I think the girl would come. I mean, not.
I think you're more concerned about his relationship status. Than
girl
he is.
Trump show. Was that fair to say?
A girl trumps her show.
Would you rather be happy in your personal life or your professional life?
Oh, wow. That's a difficult question.
Yeah, it
yeah.
Sure
if
is.
You could have a girl, the girl, or have a show.
I'd probably go with show.
Show. I'd go show.
I mean,
because the show might
I can always,
the girls.
With a show, I can always get a woman with a show. Right? You know what I'm talking about, chick, right?
Sure.
Huh?
That's
yeah.
why I get to the hot chicks. That's yeah. right.
You got a main squeeze over here, oh, huh?
Darn right. Yep.
But.
Which one of us is superficial in that conference?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. I need a pen and paper.
Yeah.
But,
okay, so you get what type of show? A Seinfeld type of show? Or, you know, you get the thing with the dad, you got a wacky neighbor?
Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to do the dad thing, I think. And the, I have an idea now, but I don't know if, you know, but basically you write what you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I would take everything based on my past. I worked for my brother for a while at a sporting goods store.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably have that as the setting.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a show about that, about me. And
who would play your dad?
definitely not William Shatner.
No William Shatner.
Okay, right.
I see a John Goodman-esque.
I could definitely, that's a great suggestion. He's,
I love him.
I like John Goodman. He's a mm-hmm. good actor and fat guy.
Who'd play you?
Who play me?
Oh,
Brad Pitt. Right? Oh no, you would play you.
I
Jeff.
Would play me.
Yes,
I'm a bit of an actor. Right, I've been in a movie.
Chick could play your dad.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
there you go. automatically in.
I would kill as your father.
Yeah, you would.
I would do it well.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, I agree. Let's make it happen.
But you'd have to crab him up a little bit.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Just fly him out to L.A. Just he'll say, get there. Make just, him check into a hotel.
Say, yeah, it'll crab him up.
Oh, I have such a thing about checking into hotels. It's a phobia almost.
You don't like checking into hotels?
I'm immediately mad when I
Why? Get to
I don't know. I don't What's know if problem? It's the
it's his everybody's out to get me thing, especially people that work at hotels.
I think that's number one.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know
and
that.
And they're there yep. for the sole purpose of nothing mm-hmm. to serve you.
Not when mm-hmm. I'm there.
Right?
Well, he went to buy a shirt the other day and you know, this is just another example of him being before he walks in anywhere. But
what?
So he goes in and buys the shirt and she goes, "Can I have your email address, please?" And he goes, "Can I just buy this shirt?"
She might have oversold that, or that could have been incredibly
That's exactly
accurate.
What happened.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. I'm sorry. I can see that.
Yeah. I think you speak for a lot of people.
Yeah, no.
Can
yeah.
I just buy the shirt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't know my email
well,
address.
But then when I said, yeah. "Look, can I just buy the shirt?" And I guess I have
her trouble. Customer service went right up the window.
I have trouble hiding my emotion. Yeah, and she knows.
You didn't follow it up with bitch or anything.
No, I did not. No.
Give a fake.
No, Chick has that. He can look at you and his eyes scream bitch if it needs
not,
to. Yes.
Yeah, that's a superpower I have actually.
So you are the opposite of my father. You have the salesman-esque, likable guy on the air, but off the air with Chick McGee. You are crabby?
I guess most
Moody?
Of the time. It's hard sometimes. It's really difficult.
With like people in the service industry, anybody that's out there to, I mean, no offense, but very rarely are you in public where you're not immediately annoyed.
Are you annoyed a lot? I know we've hung out a lot, but I didn't, you know. You seem great whenever we're hanging out.
That's why you had to bring Taco Bell to the house. If you would have got a Taco Bell, all hell would have broke loose.
You're great at Hooters.
I love Hooters.
When the hell did you guys go to Hooters?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Crap.
Jokes.
I guess I thought I was better than I, not all the time, is it? Pretty much, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Big deal.
Big damn deal.
So you guys have toured together, you know, done some shows
me
together.
And Jeff?
Yeah. What's
they
a typical?
Every day.
What's about a post?
That's not true.
What?
That is.
What'd you
they
say?
Talk every day.
We talk every day.
It seems like
not
it.
Every day.
What are you doing? I'm texting Bodart. What are you doing now?
There's that voice
I'm gonna
again.
Call Bodart. What are you doing?
Calling Bodart.
I'm calling Bodart. I'm reading an email from Bodart.
We keep in touch.
That's true. Let me go over the here. I'll look in my last message. Oh, here's Bodart. Can I tell him what you did?
What? And
there was a couple of days where
like
I was
grabs
like,
my phone every
I grab
now and
his
then.
Phone, I change the pictures and do all kinds of stuff. But there was like a 3 or 4 day period where it was Bodart. And I was like, oh my God, shut up. And so
now
I changed in his phone. When you call, it says Bodart, boo.
So now whenever like
but
when
then
he
it makes
calls
him giggle, so it's fine.
So yeah. It does make me giggle and puts me in a good mood.
There
and,
you go.
There's Bodart. There you
That's
go.
That's right.
So what's a post show with you guys? Is there a little bit of
well,
vodka?
We've only had one, no.
There was only one?
So far, we've only done one official show together.
One official show.
And I had never seen him on stage.
It's so funny, too.
Until that one night. And I like him as a friend, and it's that comedian thing, though. You're like, oh, gosh, am I still going to like him? He's not very funny on stage.
Yeah.
But thank goodness you're very funny
on stage.
And another gentleman was with us that night, Jeff Oskay.
Mm-hmm. Very funny.
And I was worried about him as well. Yeah. And that's like, he was hilarious.
He killed.
So this is going to be a touring thing across the country. So if you'd like to... If you'd like to have Chick and the two Jeffs come to your town.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Send me an email, chickmcgee@chickmcgee.com. We'll see what we can hook up for
we'll make it happen.
A brother or a sister.
Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you about, and I noticed the first time I saw you do stand-up.
Boxer briefs.
So, no, we actually, Chick didn't remember, but we saw you open for someone in Bloomington.
I wear
that
boxer briefs.
That was the very
briefs.
First time.
Were you ever the comedy alley in Bloomington?
I did. I've only done a guest set. That guy didn't like me, but.
Oh, that's not true.
I put it up. No, he told me.
When he would.
He doesn't like my stand-up.
Oh. No, but we saw you, and
I know,
has anybody ever told you that you have you and Tommy Jonigan share the same delivery?
Really?
Have you ever anybody told you that? I thought that. Like
okay.
Your speech pattern and your pause and your, I don't know.
Wow. Okay. That, okay. Yeah, I like that. Okay. I like, that's a good compliment. I like that. Okay. I like Tommy.
Yeah. Oh, I do too.
I'm heavily influenced by Brian Regan.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he's very funny.
And it's difficult if you listen to Brian Regan, it's hard not to do Brian Regan. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like Jimmy Pardo.
Yeah.
So I'm influenced by Pardo and Regan, and then I was like, okay, just be me. Don't worry about it.
Right.
So it's, you know.
Are you from the future?
Are you from the future?
Yeah. That's Brian Regan.
Oh, yeah. He's the best.
Would that be your dream, Bill, you and Brian Regan?
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Yeah. Oh, I would love that.
Have you ever met him?
I did. I got to meet him. It was backstage at, in, the, he was at.
Backstage where?
At the Murat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. In Indianapolis.
And, yeah. And it was, I got the manager of Crackers. Mm-hmm. She set it up to where I could, you know, meet him, and that, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good.
And then I walked back, and I was on the list. Well, I was on the list.
You were on a list?
Several years ago, but yeah, I was on the guest list. And walked back, and I do regret my first words to Brian Regan, though, when I first met him. Because he walked out of this room, and we were in a hallway, and he walked out of this room, and I look at him like, holy crap, it's Brian Regan! And... And I was just like, oh, shit, I shouldn't say that.
What did Brian say? Did he laugh? And go,
he just kind of gave a polite laugh and smiled. Like, hey, how you doing? And
yeah, he's like the nicest guy. Told him my name. Ever.
Oh, yeah. He's very nice. Really, he's like, hey, man, you want a beer and a water? And sit down, man, have a talk. And just we talked for like 20 minutes.
How about some dope? Want some dope?
Would you like a bump? Would you like a little bump?
That means cocaine.
I had no clue.
You didn't know what bump was?
I don't know any of these things. Okay. I'm pretty.
That's heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're pretty innocent.
Since I moved out of the office, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Can't true. Keep him up to date.
You lived in the office?
We shared that office.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Sexually?
No.
Okay. Hey,
geez. What? Don't hesitate right next time somebody says,
you know, don't you have a filter?
I'm just kidding.
I'll cut that.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I don't mean any harm.
And tell her, Jess, what tape, CD, or download that was in your car when we last worked together.
Oh, that was, I believe, Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. and it was Ben.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Ben.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you like the whole album?
The Two of Us.
Yeah.
Need Look No More.
Yeah.
Ben.
Ben. Mm-hmm. He had all the...
Yeah. That's about a rat, right?
That's about a rat.
Technically, yes. It is.
Yeah, it was from the movie...
Technically. You could just say friend.
It's a about friend. A friend. He's a his friend. Best friend.
Right.
The he rat was his friend. Happens to be a rat.
Ben, the two... can I do that? I don't know. But...
sure. Go ahead.
I don't know.
We've covered a lot of ground.
Oh, dude. Man.
Wow.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, Bo Dart, I mean, that's my goal, for you to have one name.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Every time I'm on the other show... Uh-huh. I get on, I sit down, and as soon as I'm announced, you go, they call him Bo Dart. That's my favorite.
Do I do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Has it been out? How's it? How long is it?
How long has it been?
Feels like we're wrapping up. I don't like that.
Are we wrapping up?
We're not wrapping up,
are we? We can, unless you got something, Jeff. You still got some A game left?
I got several things.
What do you have?
Well, I'm been shopping.
Got a new shirt?
Went to a Kohl's recently. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get out too much that, you know, celebrity like me goes to Kohl's. Mm-hmm. I slum it. Kohl's. No, I like the Kohl's.
I love Kohl's. You always get the coupons. You use coupons?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the coupons, the Kohl's cash. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Whenever I feel uncomfortable on stage and I feel like it's a crowd that's not my crowd, mm-hmm. which I did recently at a place called the White Rabbit here in Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah.
And the
did
crowd.
Did you do the Thursday night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really like the room, mm-hmm. not the people so much,
right?
But the room, but the people are very hipstery.
Hipster.
And
yeah.
I don't know why I do that. But it's weird.
Well, hipsters don't laugh. It's too mainstream.
The crowd came around. I mean, there's not there were hipsters. I'm not a hipster, but I feel like
you kind of look like a hipster
a little
though.
Bit now. But it's all it's
you got
a facade.
The hat. You got the glasses. What kind of shoes are you wearing?
He's got the facial hair now.
Your shoes. No. Never mind.
I got not a
you're
I got
laughing at his shoes.
Yeah,
no,
is.
Just because it doesn't go with the from the waist up that I can see.
I have some Army flight deck boots, or what they call them, or Navy, or what they Air Force. I got flight deck
combat
boots. At
home. Boots?
I don't know what they call them. I was just told they're flight deck boots.
Jumpsuit?
Wear those on stage every now and then if I'm trying to hip it up a little bit. But no, it was not my crowd. And generally when Baron has influenced me, mm-hmm. a little bit. He's like, get a chain wallet. And I'm like, why? Just get a chain wallet. I'm like, oh, okay. So I got to, you know, because Fonzie said to get a chain wallet, I got to do it. And so I'm up there, and whenever I'm very much, let's point out my own insecurities on stage.
Sure.
So whenever I feel like they're not completely on my side, if they're a hipster crowd, I go, listen, people, can I curse?
Yeah, curse? Go crazy.
You've been cursing for the last
hour.
It just
feels weird. It just feels weird in here. Mm-hmm. But I look around the crowd and I go, listen, people, I fucking bought a chain wallet for you people, all right? Bunch of Kohl's, and I got a goddamn chain wallet so I can blend in with you motherfuckers. Now laugh it up. So, and then that sort of loosens it up.
Yeah, I've seen it happen. It does. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah,
and it loosens them up, and then they're like, okay, now let's just talk about my crap again. So, but no, I like some of the hipster esque things. Mm-hmm. The plaid shirts, I guess. Every now and then. I didn't used to like plaid shirts, but and I've always liked rings. And the hat is new, and the glasses are new. So
you're preparing for L.A. is what it sounds like.
A little bit.
Yeah. You and I have the same glasses. I
know. We do. The Clubmaster.
The Clubmaster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ray-Ban Clubmaster.
But I've always liked these, though. Even though, you know, I have an old soul.
Old school.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Old school.
That's right.
They fit your look. I can't see you having other glasses. You used to have rectangular glasses.
Yeah, rectangular. Yeah, they're black.
I like those way better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad used to joke with me for years when I just got glasses in high school. Why don't you get yourself some nice horn-rimmed glasses?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And just like that.
Yeah, just like that.
How did he make a living being a salesperson? Talking like this all the time.
It's an affected accent, I guess, that I take on when I talk about my dad. But no, he, a salesman, yeah, he was like, very, hello, how you doing? We got blah, blah, blah. We got some crap over here you need to buy. Mm-hmm. Got air, buy some air.
No wonder you're so good with the crowd, because it sounds like your dad just heckled you your whole life.
Oh, I dealt with that a lot.
Yeah.
And then he would go out of my way to irritate me.
Right.
You know, he like
just
when
pester
I was,
and
oh yeah, and, like yeah. You know, but he gets a kick out of really making people feel like shit, or at least irritating people,
right?
People in general, or just you?
Again, I love my father. I may be complaining about him, but you know, he's the only one I got. Yeah.
No, that's great. He gets fine. Joy out of
he gets joy out of irritating people.
Irritating people,
and I may have talked about some of the negative things about him, but really, he is a good person.
Mm-hmm, true.
But when I was a kid, and I shared a bedroom with my brother Mike, and he would wake us up every once in a while for school, you know, and this is probably middle school or elementary school. He'd wake up the most irritating way I know of. Anybody could wake you up. Mm-hmm. He'd turn the light on and go, gotta get up. Time for school. And I'm like, shut up, you know, just because you're just so, what a way to wake up.
Yeah.
Angry.
Yeah, oh yeah, my dad, every morning when he would wake us up for school, he'd say, up and one at 'em 12. And it wasn't until I started dating Chick that I even knew what the hell that meant. I thought my dad wrote that. I had no idea what it meant.
That was from the...
Up and at 'em 12.
At 'em 12.
Yeah, 12, the TV show.
How old are you? I'm sorry.
31.
31? Is that rude to ask a lady?
I don't care.
Oh. Not when they're 31.
I ain't no lady.
I ain't no lady. Right? That's for sure.
I'll kick your ass. I'll show you how much a lady I am.
You know my dad?
Do I know your dad?
Yeah.
I just date all kinds of old guys? What do you mean?
I'm right here, and I'm not that old. Bodart already said that.
It's just random. I just want to be random.
I know we should have wrapped it up.
Yeah, I know. Paul, don't let
no, listen.
I
listen.
Turned it off 5 minutes
this
ago.
This is gold, all right? This is gold right here.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you. You don't sound like your thing.
You'll be back. We'll do another one.
All right, I hope.
And so will Jess, my girlfriend. She'll be back.
See you later.
See, yeah, let's go get in the car. We got to go buy paint, right?
Can I say bye? Okay.
You can say bye. Go ahead
and say bye. I want to say bye. Oh, God. Thanks for listening to me and stuff.
I'm Chick McGee, and this has been Off the Air.